Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shanta. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. I mistakenly ordered something. I thought I knew what I was ordering, but apparently I didn't. And this was in January. Immediately after that, I called to tell them that I didn't want the product, whatever it was. It wasn't even a product. It was a, I forget what it was. But anyway, I called and said, I just ordered this and I don't want it. So I want it taken off my charge card. And the person I talked to said that was fine, that they would take care of it. And then I got billed and I did not get the credit for, they didn't take it off my, I assumed it would be right on the same bill because it was 5 minutes later that I called. But I didn't get any kind of a credit, and so I contacted my credit card and said that I didn't feel I was responsible for it. And now they're saying that there was a packing slip, and they sent me something, says supplemental aid that promotes physical wellness, and a contest entry. Now, I didn't get anything. I received nothing. And so now I'd like to know why I'm being asked to pay for this.
You don't want to get anything.
Okay. For me to better assist you, may I start off by getting your zip code, please?
02370.
And your name?
Jean Regan.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Regan. And for verification purposes, can you please verify your address for me?
7 Hemlock Street, Rockland, Massachusetts, 02370.
Okay, thank you so much. Just going to give me one brief moment here. Okay. Yes, ma'am. So I do thank you so much there for that brief hold there. When I take a look at the account, I'm showing that there back in January, there was initial contact there where maybe like a survey or something was done online where yes, ma'am. Where it with the survey I paid $1 or $2 try to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. Yes, ma'am. Okay. So with that survey, it did actually partner with a meal planning app, which is called Bites Hub. Helps with putting different foods together regarding how many calories you want to consume in a day, kind of like a helpful daily food journal. And I do show that, as you did mention, on the 29th, you did speak with someone, and the account was indeed canceled out, as you did mention. But the only thing that was done with the account was a cancellation. There wasn't nothing mentioned of a reimbursement, because with that meal planning app, even if you cancel on the same day, you still do have access for the full 30 days. So I don't know if the representative just didn't assume that you wanted a refund. They probably just assumed that you just wanted to cancel and didn't have reoccurring charges. But I do see since then on the notations on the account, you filed a dispute in regards to that charge that was charged. And with that dispute that was filed on the account, even with my attempt to reimburse you from what you bridged me in on at the beginning of the call about everything that took place, even with me wanting to do that as a courtesy for you there, with that dispute that was filed, it took all control out of our hands with the account and placed in the hands with the banking. So I'm not able to even issue a reimbursement at this time.
That's outrageous.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you're saying it took it out of your hands and put it into the banking. So
yes,
they're
ma'am.
Asking me for something that they're asking me for some kind of proof that I canceled the order or that I returned
okay.
an item. Well, I had nothing to return.
It was an app, a meal planning app, but the proof, if you need that proof, I can forward the information to upper management to where we can have an email sent out to you to confirm that the account is indeed canceled out.
Okay, but you're saying that why on earth would the person not refund the money when I said I wanted to cancel the order?
Because we're not, that's what you said, you wanted to cancel the order. So by you canceling, it's a monthly reoccurring, so the account was canceled, so it wouldn't reoccur for the next month. We're not able to assume that you was wanting a reimbursement on the charge, because all you asked for to do was to cancel the account. Nothing was mentioned about,
well, sure,
I want to cancel and refund.
Well, that's just doesn't make any sense.
I understand what you're saying, and I hear what you're saying wholeheartedly, Ms. Reagan, but I can't speak on whoever you spoke to on that date when you called on the 29th with the assuming. Actually, I do apologize. One thing that was notated and documented was that customer called in wanting to cancel the account, and that's what was done, canceling of reoccurring charges. Nothing about a refund of the charges.
All right. So how do I get my money back?
You have to speak back with your bank since you've already filed a dispute.
I did speak with, well, I got all this paperwork from my bank. They sent something out, and then my bank is asking me to show some proof that I didn't get it or that I canceled it or that whatever.
Yes, ma'am. And
so
I need
something.
Yes, ma'am. And I did truthfully advise you that I can forward this to my supervisor to have an email sent out to you to confirm of cancellation. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So will you do that?
Yes, ma'am.
And when can I expect that?
That email, you expect to receive an email to JEANM1024@hotmail.com within 24 hours.
Within 24 hours?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome again. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.